Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg on this 25th day of June. Those guys were here just a couple weeks ago. Doing it.
Last Thursday.
In fact, was it Joe? No, it was Corey McCartney who went out to that show.
And then Zach Brown the next night. How does Zach Brown get a world, speaking to the Braves, World Series ring? How do they give Zach Brown it?
They don't give him the one that they gave the players, I think.
He didn't have the lights on it and all that.
No, he got the next level down that the people who work for the Braves, I think, get, because he's worked for the Braves. I think that's how he got one. There were like a couple different levels. There were the ones the players got, then there were the ones that the people who work for the Braves got, then there were the ones that they sold to us for a certain price that, you know, we had to pay for. Yep. I think that was.
I didn't see Freddie open up his ring last night to see if the lights turn on.
Right? See, I said it to Eric. I said, how come he didn't pop top of his off, you know, blow into it like a whistle or something? Maybe you can get the right one. I don't know. Anyway, that's Dr. Dale Yake from PT Solutions, Eric Slaughter. Both these guys are sitting in and filling the very big shoes of Mr. Crenshaw, who will be back here soon. Couple things I want to take care of before we get into this NBA talk. Also, shout out to Brandon Hutchinson. I misspoke his name earlier, but we're going to have him on getting ready for the Quaker State 400, possibly next week. They had an event that was going on. He was listening to the show, so shout out to him. Also, we had put a poll question out earlier in the show on the heels of Freddie Freeman returning and the love we saw him getting last night. Is that the gold standard? Is that the top of the mountaintop as far as the love that Atlanta sports fans have showed one of their all-time great athletes when they've come back? So we put it out there. We gave you three names and other. So what Atlanta athlete's return got the most love? Freddie Freeman, Dominique Wilkins, or Deion Sanders, or other? So we put that out there earlier. Eric, you want to jump on here and give us an update on the poll question?
I will most certainly give us an update on the poll question. But before we do, sir, it is the top of the hour, and I am supposed to remind
you. Yes, you are. Good morning, Georgia.
Good morning.
And a special good morning to you fine folks in Ackworth.
Ackworth, North Cobb High School, the Warriors of North Cobb High School.
Yeah, and I used to live up there.
Nice part of town.
Yeah,
so did I. We all lived.
Yeah, I lived in that. We got to stop it. It's like, you know, going to heaven. You got to have to do a little layover in Atlanta.
I didn't live up there. I just refereed a lot of games up there.
Refereed in Ackworth.
Umpired a few games up there.
My first
good
bit
town
of living up there was just the bewilderment I had at the fact that Lake Allatoona was full of water at some part of the year. And the other part of the year, there was no water there. How does that happen?
Yeah, Corps of Engineer Lake versus the Georgia Power Lake. A little different there, Sam.
I just never understood that one. Okay, so we got the poll question out of the way.
I didn't give you the update yet.
Yes, you did. That's what I was going to go. Real quick. Go ahead. It's only one of me. There's two of you guys doing, Sam.
Well, we want to thank the 194 votes that we've gotten.
Oh, we don't want to tell the folks how many people.
Oh, but that's a huge number.
Oh, you know,
that's one of the biggest numbers I've seen. I want to thank all 194 of them, and we want to continue to thank those.
I want to make it sound like there's 500 people or 1,000. Just say the hundreds. Go ahead.
Well, so far, it is a runaway that Freddie Freeman, that ovation he got last night has been the best. Deion and Dominique are tied at 9% each.
Okay.
Freddie's got 75% of the vote. Okay. And then the other comment section, give a shout out to Blake Hodgins and Tony Snow for putting comments. But Tony said Vic was a big ovation, but it wasn't when he came back as an Eagle. It was when they closed down the that final game at the Georgia Dome when they brought out all the Atlanta legends. Okay. He said the ovation for Vic on that particular game, when I was there too, was the biggest one he can remember Vic getting. So there you go.
All right.
I don't think that's recency bias either. I do think, look, Freddie Freeman winning a world championship, leaving, and then coming, that's a pretty big deal.
Okay, right? Then here's my question to both of you. Does that stay like that when Matt Ryan comes back?
I don't recall Matt Ryan hoisting any trophies.
No.
Okay,
no.
That's what I was asking you. Just
he'll get an ovation. How long was that ovation last night, Eric?
Probably. They say it was 45 seconds. Well, when he came to a bat, his first at bat was 45 seconds.
Yeah.
The ring ceremony went on for about 4 or 5 minutes. Would you include all of the memorial stuff?
It seems
stuff,
like they clapped for like 7 minutes.
It did seem like that. It really did.
So.
Because he was crying forever up there.
And that was a hot ticket. That was a hot ticket last night. I mean, there were folks that were selling their tickets for a pretty high price, like, you know, $1,600 to $1,800 for off the.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, that was not just because the Dodgers were here and Freddie Freeman, but obviously the ring ceremony. Right. Everyone knew weeks ago that was the day that Freddie Freeman was getting the ring, and they talked about it. So, I think that's a distant forehead. Yeah, Matt Ryan doesn't come close.
Anymore. Were you in the building?
I was not in the building. I was watching. I was working.
I was surprised because you're usually in a building for something like that.
No, guys.
I mean, interrupt you. I'm sorry. The other question is this: is there's no guarantee that Matt Ryan actually gets that moment, not as a player anyway.
That's true. That's
because
true.
We know every team. Well, I guess not every team, but there was a good chance that the Dodgers would come. They play in the National League, so they have to come every year.
Right.
When do the Colts play the Falcons again? Will they play in Atlanta before Matt Ryan is?
But my point is that's the only name that I can think compares to Freddie on the level of being loved here that's actually still out there playing.
Right.
Unless you want to talk about at some point Joseph Martinez leaving and then coming back here. You know, short of that, I don't think it
even gets close, not to what we saw last
night. No, I get it. I'm just saying, but there's not many names to choose from. And you said you got some notes from the other, though, but none of the Braves. Because we talked about the pitchers, and I didn't want to put any of the pitchers on there because they all came back. The three of them came back here, but at different stages. And, yes, it wasn't right after they had won the World Series. So, yeah, I think Freddie's going to – it'll be his for a while. Sammy Gregg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I mentioned earlier this was the day that Atlanta was awarded a hockey team. I'm not kidding you. Atlanta, Nashville, I don't have the list in front of me here, but, yeah, the only ones also of that list that got them on this day that don't have them anymore.
Probably not going to be awarded another one, right? We've talked about that. Dan and I had spoken about that on air here enough. But, yeah, I don't think round three is coming back.
Who loses two? Who loses two professional sports teams?
You know, I've talked about it on air. It's been a couple of years. But I was at that last game. It was Pittsburgh Penguins versus the Atlanta Thrashers. And there was no awareness, even probably of the staff that worked for the Thrashers, that team was going away because they were putting on the seats like season tickets. And I don't know what the average attendance was. It seemed like it was pretty good. 14,000 people were in that last game I was at. And so, yeah, I don't see them coming back, but it's a shame because hockey had traction here. It's had nothing to do with the hockey on the ice, obviously.
Yeah. So, listen, let's take switch gears here and talk about not just the draft, but I haven't talked to you since the NBA season ended and talked a little bit of NBA and your thoughts on what you saw with this Hawks team. And I tell you what, versus last year when they made the ascent through the playoffs, made it to the Eastern Conference Championship, nobody expected them to be there, versus what you had this year going in and the knowledge of Trey and what these guys can do and the headache they can be in these series. And obviously it ended a lot quicker this year. But your thoughts on this team right now and what they are trying to do with their first draft pick and just overall and how they're positioning themselves.
Yeah, first off, Eric, I don't know. Have they let him speak to the media yet? Has AJ Griffin actually spoken to the media yet?
No, he has not, because we would have been one of the first stops.
That's right.
It'll probably be one day next week when he gets in town.
So it's surprising to me that hasn't occurred at all. Does that give you indication that maybe he's not staying? There's other movement going to occur with him?
Do you think he's coming? So General Manager Landry Fields was live on station with us yesterday, and he had many complimentary things to say about what they expect from AJ Griffin. So I don't think that he will be a part of any trade discussions or anything like that. If he was, it would already been happened already. So
I know they were trying to get a trade pulled off, you know, before the draft. I obviously, Trey needs a complimentary player. That's not probably A.J. Griffin in the near term. Obviously, we know he's probably a G League guy. Maybe starts out there, I would imagine.
That was the big question they kept having. How much time will he actually see with the Hawks? And according to Fields, he thinks that he is more of an immediate contributor than either of our two draft picks in 2021, which practically saw no time with the Atlanta Hawks.
Well, hopefully it's better than the Cam Reddish experiment, right? It's hopefully better than that go-round. Trey needs a body. There needs to be a body on this team, and body meaning multiple things, which brings up the NBA draft. It's probably the only draft I've ever heard in the NBA where there's no dominant player that was in the draft. And the only thing they talked about is Chet Holmgren's curved back and his lack of shoulder width. And how are you going to put 25 to 40 pounds on his body? I don't think I've ever heard that in a draft. That was pretty much every commentary. But as far as
people reaching for stuff, what did we hear in the NFL draft? It was all about dude's hand size. Exactly. And Kenny Pickett, right?
Kenny Pickett's hand size. But in this case, there has to be another trade. And how do the Hawks, beyond that experiment, overcoming the Sixers last year to get to the conference or the finals, right? The conference semifinals. You've got to have a dominant player, and where is that player going to come from, right? It's going to come from free agency, and what do you have to offer here now? You can offer to play with Trey. You can offer.
Well, they're talking about John Collins. They're trying to put something together for him. So is this going to be
enough, though? Right?
Is it going to be addition by subtraction? Get rid of him. This guy put his name on a contract last year, but as you said, as you look at the makeup of this league, you got to have one to two running mates. With that star. And look at what's going on in the East. All right, let's knock down the pegs. Do you think the way they're presently constructed, that one good draft pick is going to get them past Miami? I don't think so. You look at Philadelphia. We talked about them. I don't know what's going to happen out there. Will Kyrie stay in New Jersey?
That's a whole other.
I want to say New Jersey. In Brooklyn, excuse me.
Yep.
In Brooklyn, yeah, you're right. That's a whole other episode of Oprah and what Kevin Durant wants to do out there. You got Milwaukee. Okay, and what's going to happen there? And by the way, who's going to leave the West as a free agent and maybe land on one of these other teams? See, that's what I said with Sam all these last few years, is that with Trey and what he's shown, he is an attractive landing spot for free agents.
But who?
But
right.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
It's got to be the right free agent. Okay, and is that going to be enough to get him past some of those teams we mentioned?
No. It's not.
There you go.
It's not. I mean, call a spade a spade. It's not. There's not a free agent out there that, in the true free agent sense of the word, that gives the Hawks anything that's going to get them past Milwaukee, Philadelphia, or Miami. So you got to look at trade options. DeAndre
left out the one team in the finals. We left out Boston completely.
I think Boston was a one-year wonder. I don't think Boston – I think Boston was a little bit exposed. I don't think they are going to be a perennial finals team.
With those two guys, are you serious?
No, I don't think so.
Come on now.
No, I don't.
What do you see? Where's the drop-off then? What do you see not happening that you saw this year?
I don't think Jason Tatum is the guy to take you over the top. He is a great regular season player. He is a great scorer. But I think in those big moments, he will continue to come out small. The heart and soul of that team is Marcus Smart. You know, Jaylen Brown's a great player. He hasn't been paid yet. And I think Jaylen Brown may test the free agency waters when the time comes.
Now, that's a player. You mentioned a player that would show up here and be an effective piece, right?
Well, the question –
if you could get
him. See, this is the question is this. All those players that would actually do it, which one of them is willing to say, okay, I'll be number two?
Yep.
Because Trae Young is your alpha player. He's your number one. One of them is going to have to check their ego at the door and say, fine, I'm okay being the B guy. I'm okay being Scotty.
Well, you have success having seen that, and that's going to take the right coach, GM, to take those players and say, all right, let me show you what they did in Golden State. This guy named, you know, Steph Curry, who's considered the greatest shooter of all time, put his ego on the back burner for a guy named Kevin Durant.
I think it's a difference. I think Golden State is unique in the fact that that's a ball movement team, right? And most of the – actually, most of high school sports, most of college is not ball movement. The Golden State Warriors win because of ball movement, and they've got players that have bought into that.
Well, shooters have to help too.
That's right. Well, but yeah, but it's all about ball movement. Their off the ball activity is greater than any other team. Not only are they good shooters, but they put themselves in position to shoot. There's not another team that looks like that in the NBA, nor is there anyone being prepared like that along the collegiate basketball ranks, because that's just not the game anymore. So I think, look, we could go try to replicate the Golden State Warriors, but that's you're can't not going to find that, right? Three players like that are that unique. And so what are you searching for? I don't envy the Hawks. I think that's a tough gig if you're GM there. Travis has done a nice job to get him to this point, but now where does he go next? He's got the money. I don't think it's a money limitation. It's more where do you find the player and where do you pick it up from? It's going to have to come. Luck of the draft is going to have to do it. I don't think that was added the other night, though.
But. No, I'll be honest with you. I know we got to close out. I think we really need to see what we have in Jalen Johnson. Jalen Johnson could be the second all-star that this team has. And with that, we got to go to break.
Those two voices, it took two of them to fill the shoes of Mr. Crenshaw. That was Eric Slaughter. You heard Dr. Dale Yake earlier from PT Solutions joining me. I'm Greg. This is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this 25th day of June. Sorry, I had a little flashback there. Played with these guys years and years ago at a place, Peoria, Illinois.
You played with them?
Yeah. I was in a band, and we opened up.
How did I not know that you were in a band?
Yeah. Well, I was actually not in the band. I played drums, but I was actually a roadie. For a while.
Seriously?
Yeah, I was. I loved it. It was like one of my favorite things. And we did all the Big Ten, like, schools. I was all around the Midwest. I've told this story before, and this is how unplugged I was, because I didn't go to college right out of high school. Eventually went, but didn't understand the rivalries in some places and the significance of not mentioning some schools in certain locations. And we were playing in Ann Arbor, Michigan, the weekend of Michigan-Ohio State, this one year way back when. And I had no idea of the significance of that. And after the first set, the manager of the club came down to the dressing room. He said, hey, we got half of the marching band. That's what he said. We got half of the marching band downstairs ready to go to come out into this club that held 1,500 people. It's a place called Second Chance. And we want to get them ready for tomorrow's game. Well, the band was getting ready for their second set, and they said, we don't want to go out there. Greg, you go out and introduce them and take the drummer with you. He'll give you some kind of drum beat or whatever. So I did, and I ran out. And ladies and gentlemen, get ready. Before we come out and do our second set, we want to get you ready for tomorrow's big game. We got Hid downstairs as a special treat to you. Let's give a nice round of applause. We welcome the Michigan State Marching Band. I just thought Michigan, I ain't going to do
it. And you made it out of there.
And I was dodging old style and Schlitz cans being thrown at me. And some hams.
That's
cans.
Just perfect. That sounds like one of my moments.
Let's bring our guest out here, Joe Patrick. Joe, again, and want to thank him for coming on this week, because last week we lost an hour and Joe was supposed to join us and he pulled an audible himself. And so he was nice enough to come back this week. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. I'm always happy to come on, and it's always a fun time talking to you guys. So thanks for having me.
Hear this story. Yeah, and our silly stories here. All right, so we've got Dr. Dale Yake here, big soccer fan, big baseball fan. We're going to start with Atlanta. You know Dr. Dale, right, from PT Solutions, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Got to know this guy in case you ever twist a knee or something like that. Anyway, Atlanta United at Toronto tonight, pregame 7 o'clock, kickoff 7:30. I have a question, too, and then I'm going to leave this up to Dr. Dale and Eric. They got a few for you, but these guys are getting it done without Pineda on the sidelines. That's one thing. I'm curious how that happened, but also as they prepare for a long road trip, what should we think? And you're cool with them having some success on this trip?
Yeah, I mean, I think they have to be reasonable about their expectations on this three-game road swing that they've got. It's going to be tough. I mean, this is the easiest and most winnable game that they've got tonight against Toronto, and this is the one where I think you got to try to get 3 points here. I mean, obviously they try to get 3 points every time they go out and play, right? But like, this is the one where you can really potentially expect the 3 points. I mean, if they want to have a successful three-game swing here on the road, this is the one where they have to have the win, because this is a very winnable game against the Toronto team that has an extremely porous defense, and the underlying numbers for this team are even worse than the overall goal allowance that they've had this season. So this is really an opportunity for this Atlanta United team to you know, do what they do best. And that's something that Gonzalo Pineda said a couple weeks ago, or maybe even last week, was that, you know, this team obviously has a lot of shortcomings with some of the losses they've sustained this year, with Miles Robinson out, Brad Guzan out, all these guys, and, you know, a lot of defenders actually right now are out of play. And so they really need to double down on what they do best and the best players that they have at their disposal, which are all these players in the attack. And I think that especially when you look at that attack, Joseph Martinez seems to be feeling better. Luis Araujo, we saw him kind of get in, you know, in good sequence with Joseph in the last game. And so hopefully those guys can do what they do best, find the back of the net and outscore Toronto. I think it's going to be a really entertaining game because I think we're going to see goals from both sides.
I think you hit on it there. This is Dale Yake. You mentioned that they got to do what they do best. To me, that's possession time. And they did that very well last week. Do you, without the defense that they would normally have, do you think that's the name of the game here, is hold the ball, possess the ball, take the shots when appropriate?
Yeah, Dale. I mean, I think that, you know, it's always harder to have that kind of possession game on the road, just when you're outside of your normal comfy confines of the you know, venue that you're accustomed to playing in. But I think you're totally right. And I think the possession is an interesting statistic in soccer because of the way that it's perceived to be. I see it as more of a kind of defensive stat, to be perfectly honest, like a security. You're securing your organization within the team by having possession of the ball. And I think that that's, you know, a thing that, you know, Pep Guardiola, one of the best managers in the world, the guy who's coached Barcelona, Man City, Bayern Munich, all these teams, he's always said he wants his team to be in the possession of the ball, because when we have the ball, the other team can't score. They don't have the ball. Because we have it, it means that they don't have it, and they don't have an opportunity to do something with it. And I do think that that's one of the ways that Atlanta United, just philosophically as a club, has thought about you know, wanting to maintain possession. And also, of course, if you have the ball, it allows you to do things as well. And so especially when you go on the road in these types of games and against teams that have potent attacks like Toronto does, despite the fact that I told you the defense is like a sieve, which it is, they can also score goals on you at a decent clip. So you want to make sure that you keep the game controllable. By keeping possession, you prevent the game from becoming wide open, from having to do really tough sprints back and forth that really affect you, especially later on in the game. So, yeah, Dale, I do think that that is going to be a big part of Atlanta United's strategy going into Toronto tonight.
And I always think like this. We're on Saturday morning. We're not obviously in soccer season right now, but I think of the folks driving in the car, typically the moms with their kids or dads with their kids going to soccer practice on Saturday morning or a game. And what I see from the Atlanta United in the last couple of games, which seems to be more effective, along the lines of the possession, they're not doing this long ball. You mentioned it, the sprinting, the overexertion. Maybe it's trying to present Joseph, you know, making him feel better. We're not doing that long, long ball. We're doing short possession game, and that's been effective for them. Now will it be effective as they go forward in this tough stretch?
Yeah, it's easy to be tempted into playing some of those long balls, especially when teams are pressing and playing you high up and yeah, getting in your face, really. The best way to counteract that is to, like, pass precisely short on the ground and pass and move and get in behind players. But it's always so tempting to play those long balls because you see the space, you know, over the top. And I think that there is a time for some long balls that you don't want to become too predictable in any kind of method that you play. So there's always an opportunity to make teams think twice about the way that the team is going to, you know, try to come at you. But yeah, I mean, I do think that this team is still slick. They have been a good offensive team all year long. They have been really hard done by and not getting rewarded for some of their good attacking play that has actually cost them points along the way too, which has been doubly painful because you're not getting the goals and you're not getting the points in certain situations so far this season. But you know, I think that this team is actually feeling really, really good. I think Joseph Martinez looks to be in the best shape of his, you know, basically since he's come back from his knee surgery I had both knee surgeries, all the knee surgeries that he's had. I don't even know how many he's had at this point. But, you know, and he looks it. You know, I was talking to him in the locker room after their win last week, and he just looks fitter, sharper. He seems more confident. I know he's more comfortable in the way that his knee feels. And it was great to see him toward the end of the game in the last game, you know, jumping off of that leg, still giving you good sprints and jumps towards the end of the game. That's really encouraging sign. And he's still just kind of making his way back from this most recent period of time off. So I think it's very encouraging stuff, I think, for Atlanta United. They can get through some of this, you know, a month or two more, treading some water before they can get some guys back, get to this transfer window, and reinforce this team. I think that they still have, you know, the potential to have a lot of success this season, despite all the setbacks that they've had.
This is great, having you guys going back and forth with this Atlanta United stuff here. Joe didn't expect Dr. Dale being in here today, and you didn't expect to talk as much Atlanta United as you have. I'm enjoying this.
We could talk about that recovery.
I can always talk Atlanta United. I can talk Atlanta United for days.
I know you can, man, but you wear a couple hats here. That's Joe Patrick. He's joining Sam and Greg here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. That's Dr. Dale Yake from PT Solutions sitting in for Mr. Crenshaw. All right, let's switch gears here, man. And how many tissues did you go through yesterday watching Freddie's return with the Braves?
Dude, I got to say, yesterday was like something I've never experienced before in this job. I mean, I'm sure, you know, sports fans have probably not seen much of you know, the kind of scenes that they saw yesterday, both in the press conference and – of course, when Freddie was awarded his championship ring before the game last night. I mean, man, he kept saying it was hard for him to put into words, like right. Everything that was going on. It's hard for me to put into words kind of what the experience was like just watching it all go down. I mean, I was in the press conference room and he got about a step away from the podium before he said, give me a moment, and was clearly overwhelmed and left the press conference room very, you know, briskly and, had to collect himself before he could even come in and then do what he did at that press conference table. And I just thought, you know, the whole setup, the way that the Braves did the Freddie Freeman tribute video for him before he got the ring, it was all top class, as you would expect from an organization like the Braves, who just carry themselves and do everything the right way. I just thought it was a beautiful night. It's unfortunate the Braves couldn't get the win, of course, but I think that that almost feels secondary to just the experience of being in that stadium for the fans, for Freddie, for his family, for everybody involved. It was just a special, special night.
Hey, Joe, we put a poll question out there wondering, is Freddie's love that he got last night probably bigger than any other the return of an Atlanta athlete coming here? We put Dominique, we put Dion on there, other, you know, you can talk about Michael Vick, talk about the three big pitchers. This has got to be it. And we also believe that it's going to be bigger that were he to come back while he's still playing, even Matt Ryan were the Colts right to come back here and play. But as you look at this team right now, okay, we've gotten past the pomp circumstance of Freddie's return. These guys did what they had to do against the Giants. You think they're going to have the same success against this Dodgers team, get these next two night games?
Yeah, I mean, listen, they lost the game last night, but it was a very, you know, well-played baseball game by both sides, and just it kind of played out how you would expect against two top teams. I think that this Braves team, you know, it's funny, I was talking to Andy and Randy about this Thursday, about, you know, what they did over the break, and it was like, okay, or not over the break, but over this kind of easier stretch of games, and it was like, okay, well, like, have they really proven over that easier stretch, like, what have they proven? And I just think, like, they proved that they were a good team, because a bad team could not go on a stretch of wins like that. It's very hard in baseball to have that kind of consistency. I don't care who you're playing. These are major league players who are, you know, just the best in the world at what they do, despite the fact that they might not be on the best team, is kind of immaterial in terms of what, talking about a 14-game winning streak. So I think this team has proven itself to be a good team. I was not sure of that before that happened, but something really clicked. The offense started to get things going, and they started to get the consistency that they were expecting out of the starting rotation. So I think that we're just going to see – we're going to be treated to just good baseball over this weekend. I'm not really looking at this, honestly, as like, what did the Braves have to do in this series to, you know, prove this or that, or to –
yeah, it's not a must-win.
They've closed down the division to this point where it's not like a – you know, it's not as urgent as it was to close down the gap between the Mets. So I'm just looking forward to a great weekend of baseball. I think we got, you know, a decent first game. And I think that these next two games, both night games, national TV – Again, the pomp and circumstances is great. I mean, these are like two of the best baseball rivalry going right now, I think, when you just look at the sporting aspect of it, the competition on the field. It's really fun to watch these teams go at it, and I think that it's a potential playoff preview once again.
That is Joe Patrick. Man, as always, we can't thank you enough for coming on and wearing two hats, Atlanta United and Atlanta Braves. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, buddy. You got a tee time set up or no?
No, unfortunately, no. Maybe I'll try to go to the range, but yeah. Hey, I love wearing hats, so wearing two, even better.
There you go. That's Joe Patrick. We're going to get him back on here as soon as we possibly can here. One more segment before we turn things over. Is it Nick Cale? Is he up next there? Well, we'll find that out. It's either him or Chris Goforth. One of those guys will be talking you through the rest of this Saturday morning. It's Sam and Greg. Dr. Dale Yake from PT Solutions is in, along with Eric Slaughter. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. It is Sam and Greg. Mr. Crenshaw is out today. Sitting in for him this last couple hours. Dr. Dale Yake from PT Solutions. Eric Slaughter has been jumping in here and been my crutch throughout the course of the day, so I want to thank him. Where were you 13 years ago when you got the news, heard the news about Michael?
I was standing
Michael?
In the middle of a physical therapy clinic with a lot of patients around, and everything literally stopped. The TV flashed that Michael had died, and literally... And everybody stopped. I mean, everybody interrupted their treatment, basically started focusing on the television. A couple of folks had some tears in their eyes. It was actually a pretty big moment.
It was
right?
A big moment. I can't think of where, I mean, the stoppage of time. Because, listen, you kind of knew you weren't going to be that surprised when you got the news about Muhammad Ali. All right?
Yeah.
Talking about somebody who was names bigger than Michael Jackson's, if you will. But that was sort of, you know, kind of like, well, it could happen anytime. But nobody expected this from Michael Jackson. I'm trying to think, when was the last time that happened?
Beatles.
No, that somebody passed.
Well, when he was killed in Central Park at the Beatles.
Right? Oh, John Lennon?
John Lennon.
Well, I was going to say maybe Princess Diana.
Princess Diana.
As far as worldwide.
Stopping everything. You're right. Yeah, you hit it right on the head. But no, that stopped everything where I was and a lot of places. So
we bring this up because June 25th, this day was the day that Michael passed. But also, are you of that generation, because this name got swallowed up on this day, that had a poster on your wall of Farrah Fawcett?
Of course I did.
I had that?
I had two, actually. I had the brown, I can even see it. She had the brown bathing suit on that everybody had, right?
Okay.
And then I had another one where it was it was a snapshot of her during the Angels time, but that was another poster. Yeah. More of a picture than a poster, but yeah, I had two pictures of Farrah Fawcett.
Farrah Fawcett also passed on this day, so wanted to, you know, mention that.
That was a thing that people don't do anymore. Do kids still put a picture of a supermodel on the wall anymore?
I don't know.
My kids have not done that, but maybe because mom's not.
Well, also,
them do
you
that.
Have access to pictures that you got a lot easier exactly. Now.
Different
for,
era.
Yeah, for a 9-year-old to get a hold of than it was for us. Let's close up the poll. We put a poll question out there about the return. Well, it wasn't about that, but, you know, with the return of Freddie Freeman and watching the love that he got. Is the love that Freddie got from Atlanta sports fans, is it greater than any other love that has been bestowed upon a former athlete when they returned? And so we asked. We gave you three names and other. Freddie, Dominique Wilkins, or Deion Sanders. And we checked it earlier, and Freddie was running away with it. Is it still the case?
It is still the case. He has come back 1%. He's down to 74%. And Deion picked up that 1%. He's now up to 11%. But, no, Freddie's ovation last night is by far the runaway landslide winner.
And we believe that upon his return, and it would pretty much have to be next year, he won't be coming back on the heels of a Super Bowl ring, but Matt Ryan still won't compare to what we saw with Freddie. That's the kind of general consensus between the three of us?
Yeah, I will vote that they're both very good dudes and did a lot for Atlanta during their time, but it's way outweighs Freddie Freeman way outweighs anything that, unfortunately, he's been able to accomplish with the Falcons.
Yeah, tie me to that then again, coming back here after getting a ring. Sam and Greg again, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. I want to thank Eric again for everything that you have done. Uh-oh, you got something?
I do have something. So thankful to the wonderful site, futurefootballschedules.com. In 2023, the Indianapolis Colts will indeed travel to Atlanta.
Okay. Again, but no guarantee he's going to be quarterbacking.
True indeed, but okay. We'll see what happens.
All right. But listen, before we get on out of here, and this has been great for me watching you, Dale, exercise that sports talk muscle again, because it's been a few years. For those of you just tuning in, and I've been talking about Dr. Dale Yeag being here, but you may not remember that Dale, along with Dan Kamal, did a show here, Sports Insiders, for about 5 years. And this guy, not only does he work with athletes and has worked with athletes throughout his career, but listen, he's a sports fan. He get a chance to talk sports. And so since it's been a while and you and I are friends, had an opportunity with Sam being out to bring you back here, have you had fun today?
Oh, man, I'm like everybody driving in the car right now. We all want to do this, right? This is what you want to do. When I have an opportunity to listen to a sports show, listen to 92.9, all the guys here, it's such a pleasure. So thanks having me here in the Kia studios and hanging out. This has been really cool to be with you guys.
Got a feeling that Mr. Conte is going to let us do this again. So we're going to get you back here. All right, what have we left unpacked here? What's on the table that we haven't talked much about that you want to get off your chest?
Look, you got to go into the NFL this week, right? A lot of big things happen. You got the $64.9 million guy that takes all the arrows for the NFL testifying in front of Congress this week.
Talking about Goodell?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. trying to weigh in on where Daniel Snyder is in this whole cover-up thing that went on with the Washington Redskins and what Pandora's box is that going to open for the NFL. You've got the Gronk retiring, right? That's right. A pretty big movement. What's going to happen to Tampa Bay? Will he be brought back out of it? You've got the advancement of some of these guys that are coming out of mini camps now, moving toward the resting and rehabbing till they get to the next month. Jameson Williams is probably the most relevant one from Alabama. How's he going to be? Is he going to show up and be at camp? And what role is he going to have? But you got these teams that because I probably won't be here as you guys lead up to the NFL season. The number, you always think, who's going to be the Cincinnati Bengals of 2022 leading into 2023, the Super Bowl?
Okay.
You have a team?
I didn't, but I don't know that they would be the Cincinnati, because nobody expected them to do what they did. But I will say the Raiders.
Raiders, that's a good choice, right? That quarterback has been through more than anybody else, right? Yeah.
But it's the fact that Jack got Josh McDaniels now as your coach.
Yeah, and they'll spend any dollar now to bring whoever. I think they're going to make a lot of additions to that team. I thought about Jacksonville. Jacksonville has the opportunity now. What will they do in the second season of that great, what was going to be a great
Peterson, new coach. Okay.
Peterson, new coach, right, could hold it together. But the team that I think, and again, this is a Steeler guy, and I'm not mentioning the Steelers, right? The New York Giants, to me, have the greatest chance to be that Bengals jump team. I mean, when I go through the list of guys to play on the offense, let me take Daniel Jones out of it just a second.
I was just
going
to bring him up. Okay.
But you got Kadarius Toney, you got Sterling Shepard, you got Darius Slayton, you got Saquon Barkley, you got Kenny Galladay. If I just say that's their offensive specialist, right?
Okay.
And you've added probably what I thought was the best player in the draft, Evan Neal. Right now on your offensive line, and you probably got the best defensive line guy that was in the draft, Kayvon Thibodeau. Now, you don't know how rookies are going to play, but those guys, probably most NFL ready in the draft this year, I think. And then you got a new coach.
I was just going to say, that could be an X factor.
That's right.
Making sure all those players that you mentioned, especially the skill position players, are established. Now they may have to change their game. They may have to pull a Steph Curry with KD now on the team.
That's right.
Are you comfortable with them doing that?
Well, I think what Brian Daboll did in Buffalo with Josh Allen and what he was able to do with that team offensively, that's not something the Giants have seen in years, right? I think there's enough talent. The offensive line is actually pretty strong. They showed some signs last year, if you just kind of watch their season, for all the New Yorkers that are here in Atlanta listening. I think this team has the greatest opportunity. And they're in probably what is the worst division. So they have the greatest amount of chance to go from worst to first.
Eric's making dinosaur noises.
You don't say that's the worst division. You're telling me Dallas is better?
Talk about the division is one thing. I'm going to say this. You are actually in the right city. You're in the right stadium, but you got the wrong team.
Well, I spent some time this week with Garrett Wilson's father, right? First round draft pick, okay. Wide receiver this week. And he said the same thing. We had this argument in my
office. The Jets by far had the best draft of any team in the NFL.
No doubt. Okay. No doubt.
They are in year two of their new head coach, Robert Solo, whatever his name is.
Yep.
And they're in year two of their quarterback. I don't see the Giants, first off, like you said, with the biggest question mark being their quarterback. Being to be able to do this. The whole point that the Bengals did this is because they had a great quarterback.
I agree, but I think that he has enough talent around him that quarterback, but he has to be a game manager. And I think with this talent, he's got the best running back in the league when he's healthy.
Well, I was about to ask you, with your expertise, when is that the case?
Well, I think he's now had 2 years to recover. Right, and this is generally when we see these athletes that have had 2 years of recovery post-injury.
Because that's what it used to be, 2 years.
That's right, yeah. And he's at that point now. He comes back at this juncture. But I don't disagree with you. I thought about the Jets, and obviously Garrett Wilson's father, Ohio State grad, recruit out of Lake Travis, Texas, Austin, went to Ohio State, now going to be a great receiver for the Jets. You're right. They had a great draft. I think it's going to take the Jets another season.
And there's no way they're getting out of Buffalo. I mean, they're getting past Buffalo.
Buffalo, or really the Patriots. I mean, the Patriots have that middle-of-the-road team that can beat anybody. But I think the Giants, you got nothing, as I said, in the division. And I think it's going to be a little bit easier in the NFC, rather, to make it.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. You sound like an insider, man. You sound like an insider. Listen, I can't thank you enough for getting in here this morning and being a part of the show. I'm not sure how much time he's actually fielding call. You got people like calling up here wanting to know some stuff. So I ain't too sure. Did we cover everything else that you want? You talked a little NFL. You got that off your chest. Want to remind everybody again about PT Solutions. You know, earlier I had mentioned that there was a need for more air traffic controllers, and we gave out an address. You can go to their website and find out the FAA needs air traffic controllers. Because Sam and I started this last week. All businesses need people.
The FBI needs people.
Yes.
They're hurting desperately for people.
Let me ask you. You're a business owner.
We're hurting for people. Come look at us, PT Solutions.
I was just going to say.
Not hurting, but we do need great people. And so I think any business where folks are interested in customer service, you get to be in environments where you get to see people come in hurting and leave in a new condition better than they were when they left. That's fun to watch whatever role. Yeah, reach out to us. We'd love to have you.
Okay. We could talk about so many things here. As far as the stuff that we talked about today and the sports that are going to be played over the next little bit here, Atlanta United, Atlanta Braves, who are you looking most forward to heading to their next game?
There is no doubt. I think the Braves, after this 14-game winning streak, coming off the hiatus, if you will, post-World Series trophy, right, the little bit of a lull. You know, remember last year, they only turned it around in July.
Right.
And we're just now getting there. And so are there other pieces that need to be added? Max Fried's pitching phenomenally well his last six outings, right, leading the league. I think this is a team that maybe with another piece, another arm potentially, is a team that threatens again to go back to that World Series. And watching that happen over the next few months is going to be a lot of fun, Greg.
All right. Listen, before we let you go, you are on the board of the Concussion. I'm going to get this right here. Concussion Legacy Board.
Concussion Legacy Foundation. Okay. We're basically advocacy for helping folks understand and preventing brain injury through sports. And we worked a lot with that to prevent what is now chronic traumatic encephalopathy. We now know CTE. But yeah, it's brain injury and stopping kids from hitting their heads. That's what we're really there
That's for. What I want to make sure we get, because you do focus on youth sports.
Correct.
And all of that. So, by the way, where can folks go to read this information about what you guys put out there?
ConcussionLegacyFoundation.org. You can go out and check it out. A lot of information there to read and understand about sports prevention, baseline testing. If you do have and suffered a concussion, how do you follow up with that care? Their website, our website, PTSolutions.com. Either ones will get you the resources that you need.
We love having this guy in here. Dr. Dale Yick, man. Listen, enjoy the rest of your weekend, but thank you for coming in here.
I'll leave here on a high after doing this for a couple hours. I appreciate it.
Eric Slaughter, too, thank you for everything today. We'll be back tomorrow. Mr. Crenshaw, on little assignment. It is Chris Goforth. He is up next. This is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.